From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. It was sweltering in Sacramento over the weekend, hitting 100 degrees across the region. As Northern California continues to dry out, the chance for fire increases. So it seemed like a good time to check in with CAL FIRE on current conditions. Joining us to explain how you can help mitigate fire risk in your community is Deputy Director of Communications, Nick Schuler. Chief Schuler, welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Chief, can you update us on the largest fires in Northern California, including the Sites Fire in Colusa County and the Arrow Fire in Calaveras County? How are those doing?
Yeah, last week was a really busy week, not only for CAL FIRE, but agencies from across the state. The Sites Fire that started on the 17th in Colusa County is now 19,195 acres and 48% contained, and firefighters are making great progress, as well as the Arrow Fire that started on the 17th as well, that's now 5,351 acres and 90% contained. Again, we're seeing not only great success in those areas, but we're also seeing what could lie ahead in rapid moving fires as the heat continues to increase across the state.
Well, let's talk about that. We've had these recent heat waves. How have they impacted fire danger statewide, and in particular here in Northern California? Are they setting the stage for a long and difficult summer when it comes to fires?
You know, living in California, it seems like fire season is talked about more and more and throughout the year. And it's fire season in California is really year round. It's not a season anymore. Just this year alone, we've had more than 2,400 fires. And to give you a reference, that's about a 12% increase. And acres, the state has burned more than 95,000 acres, and it's a 1,300% increase from last year. And the reason I bring that up is not to say it's going to be the worst fire season ever, but to say that people need to be prepared, and we work every day in not only the response capacity, but the fire prevention capacity in ensuring people not only prepare their homes, but also for the work that we want to do in fire prevention efforts.
Well, let's talk about preparedness. We have the July 4th holiday just around the corner. What advice do you have for listeners for staying safe? Maybe they're getting ready to travel, certainly getting ready to celebrate. What should they do to stay safe?
Yeah, it's a great question, Chris. And July 4th is really a time that people like to be outside. They like to barbecue. They like to take their trailers to different areas. But we need them to do that with keeping in the mindset that a small decision, a mistake, can cause the next large wildfire in California and impact homes and lives. So what can they do? They can ensure that they're not discarding their barbecue coals in places that could start a fire. They're not dragging their chain when they are pulling a trailer. And for those who may be working throughout July 4th, it's also to make sure if you're doing things like clearing defensible space and brush, you're doing it at the right time of day, you have a hose nearby, and by trying to do the right thing, you're not starting the next fire.
You're talking about human activities. Am I right to assume that human activities are one of the leading causes of fires in the state?
Yeah, it's really a staggering statistic. 95% of all fires in California are human caused. And people ask, well, is that arson? Well, there obviously is a small portion that is arson. In fact, this year alone, we've arrested more than 38 arsonists and over 870 since 2016, which is a big number to talk about our prevention efforts. But it's also the mistakes that people are doing, like I mentioned, just discarding barbecues and things like that. So 95% of fires, human caused in California.
You know, I imagine these risks are certainly higher in the foothills, in the mountains, but you're also talking about some common sense things people can do right here in Sacramento. Maybe they're out on the parkway for the holiday. It's not just our wooded areas that are at risk, I assume. It's all over California at this point.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that. And I've said many times over the years, wildfire is no longer a backcountry problem. It affects residents throughout the state, whether you live in downtown along the coast or in the foothills. And how do you prevent wildfires? Well, it's those careless things. And it's things you may not even consider, like you have car problems and you pull over on the side of the road, but the grass has grown because of the precipitation over the winter, and you start a fire from your exhaust or a discarded cigarette or things that people just don't think about when you live in a municipal area.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with CAL FIRE's Deputy Director of Communications, Nick Schuler. Nick, it is budget season over at the Capitol. Obviously, what you do relies on having a budget that meets your needs. How prepared is CAL FIRE for fighting fires this summer, this fall? Does your agency have the personnel, the funding, the resources that it needs?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we have received significant support from the administration for not only firefighters, but also the latest and greatest equipment. We've talked many times about our fleet of new S-70i Black Hawk helicopters that are night flying capable. We're the C-130 program that's going to be live this year towards the end of the season, and the staffing. We are ready, but we also rely on the residents.
That is certainly good to hear. And like you said, that's one of your most important resources is people being alert, being aware. Technology. I'm wondering, how is CAL FIRE leveraging technology today to fight wildfires? What tools have proven to be the most effective?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. And technology seems to be something that not only CAL FIRE, but all fire agencies are leveraging. And I'll give you just a couple quick examples. Part of our efforts is making sure that the community is educated on things that are happening. They have timely, accurate, and authoritative information on that. And through leveraging technology, our website now receives near real-time information, including near real-time aircraft flight following, the latest and greatest information right on our website through technology. But as it relates to the actual fighting fire efforts, the ability to use UAS drones, the ability to use the latest technology in aircraft, mapping sensory aircraft from FIRIS to CAL FIRE's Intel 641. These are all assets that are really, I hate to say, changing the way we fight fire, but providing us the situational awareness that we never had before.
Does your agency have folks who are purely dedicated to that side of the fight that are just simply focused on research and technology?
Yeah, again, a great question. We have a whole team that oversees research and development. That is part of our information technology program, and they're constantly looking at the latest technology, working with companies who are bringing assets to the table. And they're also not just working with CAL FIRE, but they're working with our local, state, federal, tribal partners to look at what we can do as all agencies together to ensure that the state is prepared.
Something that folks have seen here in the local Sacramento area over the last few weeks are these grass fires. And I just want you to explain, if you can, what are the risks when it comes to grass fires? Because if I'm driving along the freeway, you know, certainly they cause a lot of smoke, but then one might say, well, that's going to burn itself out. That can't be that risky. Is that a safe assumption?
No, it's not. In fact, these grass fires often are the ones that move the quickest. They're very prone to the winds and change direction based upon weather very quickly and can cause people to get burned very easily because they assume that it's not going to grow rapidly, and the flame lengths off grass are not going to be something that can hurt people, and they're wrong. They need to be just as cognizant of that. And the problem is 90 days ago, 60 days ago, it was green and visually appealing, and now it's dried out and prone to fire.
So that's our sort of local, more urban, suburban kind of landscape. But what about as folks maybe head up to Lake Tahoe or different spots in the Sierra? What are some things that they should keep in mind as, you know, again, for the holiday, maybe they head up there for a few days to barbecue, to have a good time and celebrate?
You know, when we talk about preparedness, it's more than the home hardening and defensible space, right? While those are critical, it's also things like ensuring you drive with a full tank of gas, ensuring that you know more than one way out of a community that you may not be familiar with. As people are going to beautiful places like Tahoe or other places, those are often two-lane roads that can be very busy with traffic. And so to have an understanding of ins and outs is important, but that's going to not be something that people is top of mind for people. But what we would ask, probably the most important, is when we ask you to leave, please take evacuation warnings and orders seriously, because we do, and we don't place those if we don't need to, because we know every time we do that, people are less and less likely to leave because they become fatigued by evacuation orders and warnings.
Well, I imagine those warnings, obviously, they would be made in person if that's doable, but where can people find the latest information on wildfires to stay up to date? Do you have any resources where you recommend people check conditions before they head out into certain areas?
Yeah, that's great. I think a couple places. One, they can visit CAL FIRE's website at www.fire.ca.gov. They can follow CAL FIRE on social media. But we also ask them to follow their local fire department and community in which they live and their local law enforcement agencies, because those are also the ones that are going to be obviously very engaged in any activities that are happening in their communities.
So, Chief, do you get any time off over the July 4th holiday, or are you and all the folks, is it an all hands on deck kind of situation?
Yeah, it's an all hands on deck situation. Hopefully we'll be enjoying the afternoon, but top of mind will be fire conditions throughout California. Fireworks obviously are a challenge during this time of year because we can place warnings, but people will still use them, and we want people to be safe.
Well, Chief Schuler, thank you very much for being here in studio. Thank you for giving us this update here on Insight.
Thank you for making it an important topic. Appreciate it.
Nick Schuler is the Deputy Director of Communications and Incident Awareness for CAL FIRE. We've been getting an update on this year's wildfire season. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Chris Nichols.